Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Modern Creative Podcast. We are so happy that you are here with us. If you saw the title of this episode, then you know that this is going to be our very last episode that we are recording for the Modern Creative Podcast. This was such a hard decision, but Joyce and I are super excited to share why and what exciting things we're doing next, and just share our biggest takeaways that we've learned while recording 2 years worth of this podcast. It has been such a blessing to work with Joyce, and I'm really excited to dive in and reflect on all of the good things that came out of the past 2 years.
Yo, it's been 3 years. We started in 2018.
Really?
Yeah, I just looked on Apple, and you know, Apple tells you like the years it's been producing episodes or publishing episodes.
I still feel like 2020, but I know it's 2021. So,
well, my year started like it was I had this conversation with the, when you go into a hospital now, they like check your temperature, give you a new mask. And I like was just there yesterday or Friday. And I had this whole conversation with the lady who checks you in. We're just like, doesn't it feel like 2020 still? It's like, 2021 started. Like it was still 2020, but no, 3 years.
And really quick, before we get into this episode, Joyce, why did you go to the hospital? Let's share what happened and when it happened, specifically when you were doing something huge.
Oh gosh. I had a follow-up appointment. That's why I was there in the beginning, or what is it? The end of March, but in the beginning of March, end of February, I had to have my appendix removed. While I was hosting a summit, while I was hosting Calligraphy Biz
live
summit.
You guys, live summit.
Yeah. A live summit. So it was weird. It like happened the week before the actual summit started. So at least that gave me time to like, I was like in bed, like doing things because I was already at home, versus if that happened during the summit, then I would have to be like, Diana, can you do these technical things for me on the back end? And then who knows what would have happened to the summit.
Yeah, it would have just blown up, but it did blow up in a good way. You prevailed and came out strong.
Yeah, that was my first time being like admitted to a hospital and like going under surgery. So that was like weird. And you have to sign all these consent forms. And I'm like, man, the last time I signed this consent form, I was like trapezing in New York or trying to go hang gliding in Brazil. This better be as fun. It was not as fun. When you have to sign consent forms, typically it's fun, but this was not fun.
Yeah, that's insane.
Okay, so I feel like I'm just avoiding the topic, but we're ending the podcast and we're going to talk about a few things during this episode. This probably will be longer than what our season 2 episodes have been. As if you're a longtime listener, you know that season 2, we didn't have any guests and we tried to keep the episode short. I went back to work. Diana has a human to take care of, and that's just what worked for us and our schedule, but this will probably be more like a season 1 ep where it's a little bit longer. But I mean, let's start off with, yeah, this is the last episode. It should be episode 220. Again, we started in 2018 and we're ending it just because, I don't know, you go first, Diana, why?
Yeah, so I think we were both trying to make things work the way that we had been doing it, right? When we started in 2018, life was simpler in all ways, in our personal lives, in the world. You know, this was pre-COVID times. Joyce and I had a business of our own that was doing really well. And then we were like, oh, we could do this extra thing, you know, because we are super passionate about this topic and chatting about creative entrepreneurship and things like that. And we still definitely are. And of course, as you know, the years pass by, life changes, right? Like, I think for me, obviously the biggest one is having a baby. We also moved to a new state, and with COVID happening, I just felt that my ability, or what should I say, my limit was maxed out. Like, that's the best way I can say it. And it was really hard for me to even admit that, because with my personality, even being like an Enneagram type 3, I hate admitting that. Like, I want to like do everything because I'm a multi-passionate person. And it's hard for me to even say like, oh wow, like I'm actually at my cap. And I think to continue doing something, especially when it involves another person, is a disservice to not only myself, but to Joyce as well. And to our listeners, knowing that like, I can't put the energy that I want to, and that I have been prior, you know, into this. And I just felt like I avoided it, like Joyce said, with Joyce, just because I didn't want to make that decision. It wasn't, I think the biggest thing that I want to say is like, we're not ending this podcast, at least from my perspective. I'm not choosing to end this podcast because I hate it or I no longer want to do it. It's more just so like, I need to honor where I'm at right now. And that's really hard for me to do, to be super honest with you. And there's other things in my life that I'm doing this as well. I just feel like right now I'm in like a pruning season where I just need to cut things out that I can't hold on to anymore. Knowing that this is just a season and it's not something that that I'm trying not to like deem as a failure or a success, but just like, okay, this is a season and this is a season I'm in and I need to honor that. So that's kind of my thing. If that makes sense. I feel like I jumble all over the place.
No, that makes sense. And when you said pruning, for me, I guess if I had to describe this as a word, it's streamlining. So I like agree with everything that Diana said. Girl, this was not a failure. We had fun doing this, and we're going to talk about like our favorite memories and whatnot. But I think for me, I'm in a season of streamlining. So you can go back to episode, I think like 205 or 206. I went back to work, and I love my coworkers. I love my job. I love learning random things about Finland because I work for a Finnish company. Yeah, but for me, it's streamlining. For example, we're recording this on a Monday early morning before I have a 9 o'clock internal meeting, and then I have client meetings all day, you know, and so it's just streamlining. And that's also reflected in my business as well, which we'll talk about when we talk about what is next for each of us. But I'm in a streamlining thing. I have to. I mean, I couldn't even imagine having this podcast, recording things, doing, you know, regular business stuff and then work. And the thing with this also is because, yes, there's plenty of people that have full-time businesses, plenty of people that work full-time as well. But Diana and I are in a partnership and our schedules have to match. Like, so that doesn't mean after this, Diana's not going to make her own content and I'm not going to make my own content, but that's on us, right? And we've had to juggle, different schedules for both of us, as well as time zones. And that has been hard, which is, again, one of the reasons why we decided not to have any guests on season two. I couldn't imagine 15 minutes before a guest comes on us saying, hey, actually, are you free next Thursday at 11? You know, that wouldn't have been great for us and it wouldn't have been professional. So that's why we could do it to each other, but we didn't want to do it to another person. And touching back on what Diana said about kind of avoiding the topic, this is something that's been on my mind, kind of talking about the end of the podcast and how we want to end it. But I would always get so caught up in us recording because we would batch record when we have these windows of time. And I'd always get off and be like, oh crap, forgot to ask Diana what she wants to do next. And then I feel like finally we batched and then we were like, we couldn't batch anymore, but we still had our dedicated time. So that's when the topic was finally like brought up by Diana. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. But we've both been thinking about it separately and just kept forgetting or avoiding talking about it with each other. But finally had the talk, go have those hard conversations and then you can come to your resolution.
Yeah. And that was just like such a good conversation. We should chat a little bit about that just because maybe people might think it's like juicy or something, but
I don't know if it was juicy.
I didn't actually even bring it up to you, Joyce, but I feel like you probably saw the face of my face, just like the state of where I was at with like overwhelm and my business.
Oh, I remember now because we had a break. And I think we were like, should we call Sheena? Because we're together already. And then we ended up talking instead. And I was like, okay, but like, I was like, I have a client meeting in like 20 minutes. Yeah. I was like, are you okay? general.
And I couldn't like even like string a sentence because I was just like, there's too many tabs in my brain. And yeah, that's when Joyce brought it up. Joyce, do you want to?
Yeah, no, I remember. I think we had finished recording an episode and I don't know what episode it was. It was obviously a recent one, but it was like, Yeah, no, I just want to like, okay, pause. Like, we're not going to record again. And I have to jump off in like 15 minutes. But like, are you okay? Because I just get the sense that like, you're not okay. I think that's what spread. That's what like started the conversation.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to call you, Sheena. That might be the last Sheena shout out. I'm so sorry. But we called after at another time.
Yeah, so we literally text all the time, the three of us. So Sheena shout outs are natural. But yeah, I think kind of like what I would say like that was a few weeks ago. No, was it over a month ago?
Maybe like a month ago.
Okay, like a month ago.
Ooh, no, before surgery. Yeah, like a few, like February.
Yeah. And right now we're at the very, very tail end of March. And I would say I'm still coming out of that season, but I feel like I've made a lot of the big decisions that I wanted to make, which I'll share, you know, when we talk about what's going on with our businesses and stuff like that. So it feels good knowing, like, it feels so much better to have made that decision, even though it wasn't a fun decision or was a hard decision. But I'm really thankful for that because I feel like, you know, a friend like Joyce who can kind of read you and where you're at when I don't even want to admit it to myself is like, honestly, such a relief to me. So I'm really grateful for not only like our co-host partnership, but our friendship that we can, I don't know, like serve each other in that way. Like in your mind, you probably didn't think that you were serving me in that way. But in that moment, I was like, wow, like, I don't even think I think it was nice to ask, to be asked, like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? And I was like, wow, I don't even realize that I needed that so much in that moment, you know, to be able to process, like, what is it that I actually need to do? So that's kind of the conversation that that came to our final decision, which is obviously leading up to, which led to our final episode today, which is so bittersweet.
You know what I thought about the other day? Because so Diana and I had followed Diana on Instagram because she was doing watercolor long, like 2017, 2016 or something, 2016. And she ended up having a workshop in the Bay Area. I took her workshop because I was just doing calligraphy at the time and I just wanted to like, and I like taking classes like this. So I took her workshop. I ended up teaching for years at the same workshop. I ended up teaching calligraphy there a few months after I first met Diana. But Diana and I then like collaborated on my first watercolor course, Watercolor Bootcamp, which is not available anymore. I don't know if it's available. Maybe there's a funnel out there that's alive. But and then I remember interviewing her on my YouTube channel. And then we collaborated on the podcast and so forth. But yeah, I thought about this the other day because I was thinking back to like how this year still feels like 2020. The first 3 months of 2021 still feels like it. And I was like sad that the studio closed in 2020 due to COVID because she relied heavily on in person, right? So she had to close in the Bay Area. And I was just like, oh my God, like what if that woman, Marie, like she's so amazing. But what if she never like created her studio? Like how would I have met Diana and like formed that friendship? And then Diana is the one who actually I'm just going to stuff the Sheena shout outs in here. Diana's the one that's like, have you met Sheena? Like you guys would get along. And I followed Sheena, but like, I hadn't met her yet, you know? So it's just like, it's funny how you know, all these little things have to happen in the universe for us to be brought together in this moment. And I don't know. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, what if we never met? What if the class was sold out?
That's so true. Yeah. That's crazy. Aww. I know. It feels like the Handcraft Studio School, which is the school that Joyce was mentioning about the workshop. I feel like it's symbolic of our podcast as well, you know, because that's where we started and now they're closed and we're closing on this chapter, but it's been so good. And I'm so, you know, I totally agree with like the puzzle pieces that led us to where we are. And then we also had the event, our live event, which was such a huge highlight where other entrepreneurs and creatives got to meet. And I'm sure they have potentially stories of their own, you know, from that event as well. So that's pretty cool.
Oh my, I want to know. So if you are listening to this episode and if you joined us in 2019 for our live event in, where were we? Costa Mesa? Where was that? Mm-hmm. In Costa Mesa. You know, did you meet a fellow, like, is that person that you met like your business bestie now? I know I had a few, I had like four or five coaching clients come and they met in person for the first time there. And then I know we had groups of friends come together from like San Diego and whatnot. So yeah, really cool. I'm like, update us where you're at now and how things are going. That was definitely a highlight. And we actually intended to do one in 2020. We probably started it January 2020.
Like a venue and everything.
Yeah, we were talking to people. We were starting to plan. And then COVID happened. And then Diana got pregnant. Diana was already pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant, but I was pregnant at the conference.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that.
I found out.
So we were intending to have a 2020 and obviously like that didn't happen. I'm kind of sad about that, but I'm also glad we at least got one. And you know, pros and cons to everything, good and bads to everything. It was like super hot, all of that, but I still think that it was great because of the community aspect and bringing our audio community into a real life one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we want to, we've recorded so many episodes and we've had so many guests, and instead of kind of highlighting our favorite episodes, Diana was thinking more about like the themes that we've had, right? We have your business tips. We have, you know, do this, do that. We have earn more money or whatnot. But another big part of the conversations we've been having is about community. And we talked about this before we hit record, like that was probably those types of episodes were probably the ones that we not favored, but like we can easily recall and look back on like really fondly when it comes to talking about community.
Yeah. I feel like that's very true to who we are. And why we even started this was because of our business relationship. And that sounds weird. Our friendship through our businesses, and we get to kind of be our like coworker, each other's coworkers, you know, and be our, I don't know, each other's like allies. I don't know what that word that would be, but I feel like because of that, we started from that place, started the podcast from that place. And then we naturally would have conversations or invite people that we already have a relationship with or want to build that relationship with. And I think, the fruit that came out of the podcast that stands out the most to me is the community aspect and the relationships, and to see all the guests that we have on, you know, now come out with new books or have a new baby or a new product or service or, you know, all of these things, or totally change their niche. Like it's cool to see all of that, that come to life, I think, after meeting them via the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love that we did that for season one. And also, you know, I don't think she's listening, but we also had an editor for a lot of season one, for the majority of season one. And we couldn't have done that without Emily. If anyone needs a podcast editor recommendation, hit me up, because I recommend her all the time when people ask me. So we got to, you know, work with another small business owner and in a way support another small business owner. And she supported us through editing this podcast. So just all these, like, I feel like they're all these like little bubbles, just like we have all these little like tentacles. What are these? I don't know. We have all these like little lines going out. We've like interacted and we've grown our community and our network through this podcast by just like having guests and working with other people behind the scenes. And that's pretty cool, because minus like one, I mean, we just didn't have a lot of male guests, but like minus one, everyone was like a small business owner or woman. Can't talk right now. Minus one, minus Baron. It was all like ladies.
Yeah. Actually, yes, you're right. Yeah. Is that right? Did we have one
other guy? Nah, dude.
Oh, no. Wow. Shout out to him.
So Baron, special man, apparently, only male guest. We didn't, it just happened that way. And I think it's just because Diana and I were so into this like creative community and happens to be just a lot of like females around us, but you know, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I hope that we got to service some kind of platform or something, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We also got to chat about diversity, which was pretty cool within the creative space specifically.
Oh man, if we were going to do another episode, I'd want to do that. Kind of like my first biz summit, I opened with that. I would like to do another podcast on that, but this is the end. Oh
yeah. Hey, you never know what could come in the future. We can do, you know, a video interview with each other or something like that. Who knows?
But. Oh, we will. I'll talk to you about it after this. So why not take a break? We did take a break when Diana was on maternity leave. That was like, I will be honest with you, it was my favorite thing when someone would ask me about the podcast. And I think that I was already starting not to have space for it. I would just be like, Diana's on maternity leave. It was my favorite thing just to say, oh, I'm sorry, like Diana's on maternity leave. Can we revisit this? And actually, now that I say that out loud, I think that was my first indication of like us possibly ending the podcast. And so, you know, we took a break then. We did like a best of series, which Emily, our editor, our previous editor, helped us with. But we're not deciding on a break now. Like this is the end. And again, just to touch back on the reasons of Diana mentioning earlier, because even when we're on a break, just the fact of like producing episodes and publishing episodes is still work. So that's why we're deciding not to take a break, and it truly is the end. But a little bit of a housekeeping thing, actually, all our episodes will still stay up. Like, I know that we recorded really valuable pieces of content and our guests provided so much knowledge. And so maybe you're listening to this in 2024, you know, but like this podcast, if you are, then obviously this podcast is still up, because I think that all the information is still really relevant for creative business owners.
Yeah. It's evergreen content that I feel like is timeless. You know, it's a lot of like virtue stuff, I feel like, and character building and like system management, which feels evergreen to me. Evergreen being forever relevant.
Do we want to talk about any big takeaways and then what's next for us, Diana?
Yeah. So when I first started recording this podcast, one of the things that I really wanted to learn from Joyce was speaking. I don't know if you remember this, Joyce, but I said like I never really like spoke before, and public speaking is always something that I was interested in, and I had done a little bit of, but I wouldn't say that I had done it to the capacity that maybe I thought Joyce had done. And I think she had done more and has done more. And so I feel like I learned a lot through watching you and co-hosting with you. So that was pretty cool. I also feel like I've learned a whole new world of like course building and funnels and email list marketing through Joyce, as well as some of our incredible guests that we had specifically in that world that I never knew about. And like little tech things that I also didn't know about, even like little tasks like Asana or, you know, what is this? What is that? Oh my gosh, Anchor. Like that's where we record our podcast episode. Little tech programs like that. I feel like I learned all of that just because when I first started, I was literally a freelancer. Like that's what I was doing. I was painting things for people. I used HoneyBook and my email, and that was it. But now that I have a course and I've kind of built a different type of service and different type of business model, I've had to learn and pivot along the way. And I think the Modern Creative Podcast and all the experiences has really shaped me and helped me to be the type of person that I need to be in order to like serve this new business or clientele. So yeah, that's my biggest takeaway. It's kind of a lot. It's a lot of encompassing things.
Well, I mean, so is mine, because if you're going to talk about what you took away from me or learned from me, I think from you, I actually learned I took away just thinking bigger picture. I'm very much a person who I'm comfortable in the weeds. I'm just like, check, 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 like check all the tasks off, do this, do that. Right. And I'm comfortable in the weeds, and then I will like weed whack everything and just be done and make it neat. And like, and I'm comfortable there. And that means I'm like, I'm just not thinking bigger picture sometimes, or I get so caught up in it that I don't realize I'm not. And Diana is, I would say, like even though she's an Enneagram 3, like she is more of a dreamer and she dreams bigger. And I think that that's just been good energy for me to be around. I also want to say, like, you becoming a mom, like, I'm not a human mom yet, but you becoming a mom and seeing you, and even though, like, we all have our own challenges behind the scenes and whatnot, and even though we're friends, I only know a glimpse of what you, because only you truly know, right, your challenges. It's been really good for me to see you navigate motherhood and owning a business. Oh my God, am I going to freaking cry? It's been good for me. It's been really good for me to see you navigate that. And I'm glad that you're, and you know, I have tons of friends that have kids, but like not ones that own their own business. And it's been good for me selfishly to see you go through that first, so that when it's my time, I have someone to turn to. You know, but it's, I've enjoyed watching your journey of balancing a business and keeping Ev alive, because we got to keep him alive. And it shows me like what's possible. And I know that I can't be the only one, you know, that of our listeners as well, who think that, like, it shows me what's possible. And y'all, I'm going to do sleep schedules. And I'm going to do all these things.
Yes,
because I watched Diana just go through this. And it's not just about like the little things like that, like what diapers and what, you know, sleep schedules, but like that it's possible, because it, without her going through that and showing me that, I don't have someone else that is like, that I'm close to, that's like gone before me and kept this business running, kept a successful business running while keeping a human alive. I didn't cry. There's no tears here yet. Yeah. So I guess those were our biggest takeaways from each other. This, again, the Modern Creative started because these were the kind of conversations we were already having on the phone. So we thought, why not make it a podcast? And I guess a little bit selfishly, it was just a way for me and Diana to learn from each other and also like deepen our friendship as well. Tangent. I wonder, like, me and Diana, it's a forever kind of love, right? people that like have podcasts and they stop, because some podcasts just stop and that's fine. Are they still friends? I don't know. I'm going to wonder.
Yeah. You know, that was actually one of the biggest reasons why I actually wanted to even stop this podcast, because I would catch myself feeling guilty. So just, you know, we're just being real here on this last episode. So I'm just going to air the laundry that needs to be aired out. Like, Joyce does so much for this podcast, you guys. Like, I feel like I am so blessed. I know we're like, you know, doing all this girl love right now, but truly, like, Joyce does so much for her own business and this podcast. And I just felt like I wasn't, it wasn't fair for me, and it wasn't fair for Joyce to have that 50-50 co-host ownership, in my opinion. And maybe Joyce could argue, but like, to me, I was like, Joyce is way more. And I just, it started to affect my friendship with her. Not that she ever made me feel anything. Actually, Joyce never said anything, which is so amazing and crazy. But on my end, I was like, oh, like, I feel guilty. So I feel like it's affecting my friendship with her. And that was the last thing that I wanted. I knew, like, coming into this podcast, like Joyce said, like, all I wanted to do was, you know, record our conversations, have great conversations, invite others into it, and inspire others, encourage other people. But at the core of that is our friendship, you know? And when I started to feel guilty because of my, you know, I just couldn't do as much as I was doing before with all the life changes, yada, yada. It would affect our podcast naturally. And I didn't want that to come into our friendship. So that was actually one of my core reasons as well. Outside of the practical side of like time. So yeah.
So what Diana is talking about is more like the behind the scenes stuff, like the distribution of this podcast and the editing and whatnot for season two. And I truly never felt anything negative, because in my mind, again, remember, I like to be in the weeds. In my mind, I was like, I can do this stuff faster than Diana, because I'm faster at editing, or I'm faster at the tech, you know, and it would take more energy for me to like show Diana the behind the scenes at, because we stopped using our editor when we started incorporating video. And I was just like, no, that's cool. I'll just do it. I'm going to be done in 10 minutes versus like, I don't know how long it would take someone else, you know? So that's why I never said anything because it didn't even occur to me. I'm just like, again, check. That's done. So that's why. And so until we had the conversation about ending the podcast, I didn't know she was feeling this way. Cause in my mind, I'm just checking all the boxes again.
Yeah. That's so funny. Cause like this whole podcast recording, we've been kind of like uncovering some of that, the differences between you and I, because I feel like when we first met, I would have said, I mean, I don't know about you. I would have said that we're pretty dang similar. Like I was like, Joyce is like literally another version of me. In the sense, like we're, you know, business owners and we're ambitious and we're creative and we have a heart to serve creatives. We want women to make money in the creative world, you know? And as we started to record our podcast episodes, I'm like, whoa, like I'm definitely big picture, dreamer, romantic, run on sentences. And then Joyce is definitely like more in there. She's like, she can think and what would you even say? Like to-do lists or tasks, you know? Whereas I feel like I'm more of like a overall big picture type of person. So I think that's really cool too. I feel like you need to have someone who has opposite strengths when you work together. And that's why, even though this podcast is coming to a close, I can't imagine that we won't work together again in whatever different capacity. I've worked with Joyce on some of her summits and the first course, the watercolor bootcamp and stuff like that. And so I can imagine that we would work together again, but yeah, it's really cool to kind of like draw each other's strengths that maybe we lack a little bit of, and also kind of close out the weaknesses as well. Quote, quote, weaknesses.
Yeah. I actually, when you were speaking, it reminded me of like, what would people like the Diana persona, like what would people be surprised about if they like actually knew you? Mm-hmm. And I think that came up for me during our years of podcasting too, is that, you know, you are this like big picture dreamer, but you're also like a business owner. Like you take it seriously. This has never been a hobby for you. You know your money, you know your metrics. And I think like you, like, you know, the artist persona that's there, but there's also like people don't really get to see, minus if they're listening to this podcast, that like, no, this is a serious thing for you. You've never treated it as a hobby. You have a successful business that completely like pays your bills and all of that. And if people were just to look at you like as the artist, I think they'd be surprised to know that. But it's like, well, obviously, how'd you think she was making money? It's not like she's rolling in it with a rich husband. Like she does this for herself. I think people would be surprised if they just took you at face value as this like artist and not the business owner. And they'd be surprised if they didn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was my, what do you call like a hidden gem, whatever? I don't know. When I meet people, I feel like people automatically think I'm like bubbly and friendly. Yeah. And it's like not super intimidating. I get that a lot. Now things have changed a little bit, but in the very beginning, I would struggle with that because people would just like put a lot of,
she's this bohemian artist that's like really floaty. And it's like, no, dude.
Right. And I feel like I have
to. She's an Enneagram 3.
You know, I'm like, why does this surprise you that I make money? Like, that's kind of offensive.
That's people's minds, right? Like they can't equate artists with like successfully making money, which was the whole one. And you talk about that often. You've talked about it here. You've talked about it like in other like speeches and whatnot that you've done, like that artist narrative, starving artist narrative, and like breaking that. And you do, but like that's what I was saying. People that are just like maybe casual Instagram followers of you or chasing linen, and then they'd probably be surprised to know like, no, there's a lot there. How do you think this ship runs? Because there's a business person behind it, and that is also you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since we're on this topic of breaking stereotypes, for me, Joyce, I feel like when I look at you, the first things that I notice is you're almost like the opposite of me. When I meet you, the first outside of like your personality, to actually see your expertise first. Like, I'm like, oh wow, she's strategist. She knows all of these things and she's so knowledgeable. And I want to like learn from her. I feel like that's probably the vibe that you give off to a lot of your friends and even your followers and stuff like that.
Sign up for my course. No, I'm kidding. You want to learn from me, you gotta sign up.
Well, yeah, you're a coach. Yeah. But actually, that's a good word. I feel like coach is the perfect word for you. And I don't say this, you guys, because Joyce is a good friend of mine or because we're a co-host of this podcast together, but truly because like I've learned from my experience and interactions with her, like you're truly a coach. Like you walk people through. I think you see strengths in people and not only give them like, these are the tools, like step one, two, three, but you like see them and you can draw out those strengths and you can coach them through their bullcrap. And I think that's such a strength that requires both the logical left brain side and the creative right brain side that maybe people don't full like see for face value until they get to experience that from you. And I think one thing that I learned from you is that, again, like going back to my first impression of you, or maybe other people's first impression of you, I don't know, would be that you are this like strategist and business coach and maybe a little bit intimidating to approach in the beginning. But then as I've gotten to know you, I feel like you're kind of the opposite, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I learn how to be patient with through Joyce, or I learn to have grace on myself, or to have self-care, or to be okay with that, like to be understanding. And I don't know, I feel like I've learned like human kindness through you in a way that, not that I didn't think that you were like that, but it was like so deep that I was like surprised. I was like, oh wow. Like if that makes sense. Like, I feel like before I saw you as like more of the strategist, and then as I've gotten to know
that
you,
makes
like,
sense. The my biggest whole takeaway. Life. My whole, like I've got resting bitch face. I'm not that approachable, but like really I'm just an introvert. But I think because of that, like the friends that I have in my life, they've been in my life for decades, right? And Diana and I are going to continue our decades, because I think that in the beginning I'm hard to approach, and then you get surprised like Diana, and then you're just like, I can't have a life without this girl in it.
It's true.
No, I got it. I understand what you mean, because I've gotten that my whole life. Which is also, fun fact, the reason why I think I was voted like most dramatic in high school, you know, those high school superlatives. I was pissed off, y'all. Yeah, no, it was like a class of like 600 people. And I like, it was like blank nominations, and people voted that for me. Oh my gosh. And it's funny because it was just that. It's just like, I'm super approachable if you first meet me. I think it's because I'm an introvert, or like, again, like I have my core group of friends, like hashtag no new friends, you know? And yeah, that was funny because my best friend then got voted like nicest, or like take home to mom or something. And I was like, they don't know you and they don't know me, because it's like, we're the complete polar opposites, but like, we're the same. But yeah, no, that's why I get what you mean, but like, I won't bite you guys. I'm not going to bite. Just say hi. If anything, I'm just a tired introvert. I'm not trying to be like distant if we ever meet in person again.
That's so funny that you were voted most dramatic.
Because what else would they put me as someone who was just like, I'm just like, I've always like, we're just going to mark this episode as explicit. I've never taken shit. I've never cared about like what other people have thought about me. Like I that's just how I'm wired. And I think how I was raised, because my dad was the same way. Like, and so I try and understand when my coaching clients are like, you know, they struggle with like posting something and like what other people's feedback will be. And that's not probably been my biggest coaching struggle, trying to put myself in their shoes so that I can help them out of it, because I'm not wired that way. And because I've just never given a shit what other people think. I'm going to do what I want. And I'm going to really try hard to succeed, or if not, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna learn a lesson and be done with it. But it doesn't like affect me like it might a lot of other people, because I'm just wired differently. And because I'm like that, and I've never, again, one more time, I've never taken shit from people. I think that's why they put me in that category. And they tried to get me out of like fourth period French class to take my picture, the yearbook staff. And then the door locked behind me and I was trying to go in. I was like, I don't want to take this picture. Like, I don't agree with this vote. Yeah. And then you won by an overwhelmingly large amount of votes. And so they made me take a picture.
That's hilarious. It's so funny.
It's hilarious. F you guys in the on the yearbook staff trying to trap me out of fourth period French. So I had to take this picture.
I won most creative in high school.
Of course you did.
And it's so funny because you can kind of, you know how you don't really, okay, I'm the opposite of Joyce. I totally care what people think about me. I'm thinking about it all the time.
No, most people are not wired like me. Most people are wired like you.
That sounds really nice. That sounds really nice. And I've gotten better over the years, but I think that was one of the first moments where I looked at my counterpart and I was like, oh, that's how people see me. Because we're, you know, we have a female most creative, male most creative. And I really liked that other male creative. Like he's really like kind of like dorky, nerdy, but like very creative and like bubbly. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what I am to other people. I'm so flattered. But I'm it's so funny how like those high school titles kind of stick with you and leave
a those senior superlatives. Ugh.
Funny. That's so funny. Okay. So let's move on to what's next. Now that we've graduated high school.
You totally graduated. Most dramatic, most creative.
What's next for you?
So I'm going to college. No, we're done with that. I'm way old. Oh God. Sometimes I feel so old. Sometimes I feel young. You know, that's just what happens when you're not in your 20s anymore. But anyway, what's next for me? So this episode is live in April 2021. What's next for me is continuing to serve other calligraphers in growing their business. So I'm going to do that through my course, Calligraphy Business School. You can go to calligraphybusinessschool.com or check the links in the show notes to get on the wait list for that. I'm also opening a shop. So a shop with tools like digital downloads and single lessons where you, if you're a calligrapher, you can go and you can like learn the business side of things or maybe download tools that will help you in like selling and pricing. That's definitely like the first batch of products that I have going out. It's about selling and pricing. And then I'm going to continue on with like other guides and whatnot that you can purchase for download to, you know, collaborations and growing your business. So that is coming in April. It may not be out yet by the time this podcast is out, but if you follow me on Instagram at Calligraphy Business Coach, you will see more information on that. And then kind of touching back to what I said earlier to Diana, how with the two of us, you know, we made it work, and but we couldn't add a third person. We couldn't add an interview, right? But even then, it was still sometimes a challenge to, because we have our own lives, we have our own businesses. It was a challenge to find recording times. So now I'm going to use that space where we weren't recording the podcast and I'm going to revive my YouTube channel. I have it up there for like calligraphy how-to videos, but I'm going to continue that channel with business tips. So kind of stuff that I've talked about here on the Modern Creative, but with a calligraphy specific focus. I will be coming out with YouTube videos. I hired an editor for that. I'm really excited to outsource editing for video. And yeah, so I have the course, Calligraphy Business School, the shop that is coming. I will share the name when that is actually live, and then I'm going to continue to add YouTube videos to my YouTube channel. What is next for you?
I love it. I'm so excited for you. I mean, especially excited about the shop for some reason. I feel like that's just so, sounds awesome.
Well, it kind of fits because it's kind of past, y'all know I'm about almost passive income and I have a day job. I can't take one-on-one coaching clients anymore. I had to be something like this. But yeah.
Yeah. So, so smart and also so needed for your clients. So for me, I'm actually making a big change. We actually just announced this to our team. So now my internal team knows about it so I can share with you guys, but we are actually closing down my biggest service, which is live art for the year of 2022 with COVID and the uncertainties of all of that. I'm sure there will be live events and things like that. So it's not necessarily that I think that live events aren't going to happen, but just for my mental health, I decided to prioritize, you know, making a decision, which is to close down Live Art. And it's not only that, it's also managing a team from out of state has been challenging for me. And it's not, again, it's all of those things where I think everyone is fine the way things are, but I just need to close tabs in my mind. And so if you guys know, like, Live Art has been my everything for years now, and it's been so successful. It's really what helped me to be established as like a business owner in the sense of like having a team and being in two different places and stuff like that. But I think right now where I am in my season, I actually really, I desire to go smaller, like as in like just me and maybe one other person. And that feels really, really good to me. And that's, and I had to deal with some identity issues of like, you know, cause we're taught like more is more, but I don't agree with that statement at all. In fact, I just think like listening to your season and honoring that is the best thing that you can do. And I know like for me, I want to be a successful business owner, but I also want to be really present with my baby. And so to me, like that is what success looks like to me. So I'm going to be scaling back in that area, but we're going to be offering mini portrait packages, which is similar to Live Art, but we are painting them in advance and sending it out. So it's like a no contact option. And I still have my artist for that. And I will be focusing on my students teaching for watercolor portrait course, where you can learn figure drawing and watercolor painting at the same time. If you guys are interested, it's thewatercolorcourse.com for those who want to specifically learn, you know, art techniques and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to focus on teaching because I love teaching and I've always loved teaching, and I'm really excited, especially because in-person workshops aren't really a thing right now. I'm really excited to dive into that side. As well as something that kind of fell into my lap as of the past, I don't know, one maybe plus years is brand partnerships and creating content for other brands. I really enjoyed that, surprisingly. And I'm going to be, I'm not putting any pressure at all in that area because I don't really, at least right now, I'm not trying to be a full-time influencer or anything like that. To me, like that sounds stressful because I don't want to rely on my income solely on brand partnerships, but it's more so I enjoy creating content for brands that I love. So if I think about it in that sense, then I love doing it. But, yeah, I feel like I get to express a different type of creativity and also different type of conversations with my followers, which have been really nice in the lifestyle and outside of, you know, art or business specific topics. So I will be doing that as well. So basically to sum it up, I have my shop, the mini portrait packages, as well as the watercolor portrait shop. I have my course where I teach watercolor portraits. And then I have my brand partnerships, which is more content creating, lifestyle, motherhood, and just getting to know me as a person. So those are the three things that I'm going to be focusing on. I also am focusing on YouTube as well, like Joyce said, and talking more about being a mom and a business owner. I feel like I just can't separate those two things because those are my everything. I take both of them very seriously and I enjoy both of them and love doing both so much that, and I also can't imagine doing just one. Like I really can't imagine just being only a business owner or only being a full-time mom. I just don't see myself in that place. So I feel like I can speak from that voice of working from home as a business owner and a full-time mom at the same time. So that's what I'll be kind of covering in my channel if you guys are interested in that type of topic. And yeah, otherwise, you know, we are closing this podcast. This is our last episode, as you guys know by now. And that doesn't mean that we aren't going to, you know, stop serving you guys. We are absolutely, you know, content creators and passionate creatives wanting to encourage other creatives at our core. So if you have any questions, you know, we always have our Instagrams and our emails as well. But yeah, where can people find you, Joyce, outside of this podcast?
So it's going to be Instagram. I just changed my handle to Calligraphy Business Coach. That. Like just own it. Just own it. Go all in, Joyce. So Calligraphy Business Coach on Instagram. My website, joycechristine.com. calligraphybusinessschool.com. We'll have all the links in the show notes. And then I'll also link my YouTube and I'll link your YouTube as well in there. But that's where, mostly Instagram and soon to be YouTube for me. What about you?
I love it. So my Instagram is at Diana Aherin. It's spelled funky. So it's D-I-A-N-U-H-A-E-R-I-N. I know it's like my first and middle name have to be funky spelling, but it's at Diana Aherin. And then my watercolor shop side is Chasing Linen and chasinglinen.com. And then also Chasing Linen on YouTube. That may change in the future. We will see. But yeah. And then of course the website, if you guys are actually interested in learning watercolor portraits, is thewatercolorcourse.com.
So we've come to also, before we end this, the last Sheena shout out. Just wanted to put that out there. We're grateful for your friendship, Sheena, because I know you're listening. I don't know if our past editor's listening. I would doubt that, but Sheena is listening. So that's our last Sheena shout out. We'll just continue the conversation on text and our Zoom calls that no one gets to be a part of, but the three of us. And yeah, just thank you for listening, for the support. There's people in countries that have listened to us, Diana, that I just wouldn't have guessed, you know, but we have audience around the world. Thank you for supporting us individually in our respective businesses and as well as on the Modern Creative. Thank you for those who came and joined our first in-person. Who knows, maybe we'll host another in-person in the future. You don't know what's going to happen, but just thank you for the support. Thank you for the DMs to our Instagram or our individual Instagrams telling you how this episode was great, or I learned so much, or I really feel you on this, like just sharing that with virtually like strangers, with me and Diana. And we appreciate your openness and willingness to like connect with us and send messages like that. We read everyone. We're just grateful for you joining us since 2018 on this crazy podcast journey. And we hope that you continue to follow us individually, because like Diana mentioned earlier, the core of what we want to do doesn't change. We're here to continue to serve other creatives as a community and in their businesses. Like, we're just here for other creatives. We're about that life. So continue to follow us individually as well. And we will not catch you in the next episode, but we will catch you if you listen to any replays, I guess. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you guys. We love you. Bye.
Bye.